how you can identify the best productivity habits.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 174. As always, I really do appreciate your time and your attention tuning in today. I really do, because I know how valuable your time is. Thank you very much for tuning in. And today, episode number 174, which the blog post show notes for this episode can be found at paulminers.com/174. Today I'm talking about how you can identify the best productivity habits. And as I was fleshing out my ideas for this episode, I initially was going to start talking about what I thought were the best habits and kind of thing, just share things that I do to be more productive, just the habits that I think have helped me most. And I thought, well, I'd rather not make it about me. I'd rather focus on how you can identify the best habits for yourself, because there are loads of habits you can adopt to be more productive and happier and reduce stress. You know, some people like to meditate, or write in a journal, or wake up early, or stay up late, drink coffee, set timers to do their work, the list goes on. And my goal with this episode is to help you identify the right habits that you should focus on in order to be more productive, because what works for me won't necessarily work for you. You know, sorry to disappoint you, but you know, we're all different, and there is no magic formula or magic recipe for the best habits to adopt. So if you ever see articles like, you know, the 10 best habits to help you be more, get more done, or something like that, you should be quite skeptical. I think those kind of posts, and maybe I've been guilty of doing this in the past, but those kind of posts, you should never assume that these are the best things. Like, we're completely different. Improved productivity is going to be different for each person. So today I want to just give you some questions really to think about when evaluating your own habits. If you listen to this today, maybe look at what you do, the habits that you have adopted. Maybe there's something new that you're trying to do. And use these questions as a bit of a lens through which you can evaluate the habits to work out if you are adopting the right ones, or maybe you should drop a habit in order to maybe pursue something else. So, some questions then. Firstly, with whatever habit you're thinking about adopting, or any habits that you currently have, do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy that habit? You know, when adopting a new habit, I think you're far more likely to succeed and maintain the habit over the long run if you enjoy that habit. For example, with me, I love exercising, whether it's walking or running or going to CrossFit. I just love to move. And I think that's just the result of, you know, I'm at a desk for most of my day working on a computer, very kind of digital job. And I just love to get up and move. Some people struggle to find the motivation to go to the gym or get out and be active. They need to get motivated to go for a run or whatever. I have no issue with motivation. For me, it's never been an issue because I genuinely enjoy exercising so much. I find it much harder to meditate. I understand the benefits and I actually feel good afterwards, but it's just not as fun. It's not as exciting for me. Meditation feels a little bit more like, I don't know, I have to put in a bit more effort to kind of sit down and do it, whereas exercising just comes naturally. And at the end of a busy day, my goal is to unwind and kind of switch off from work. For me, I'd much rather go for a walk than meditate. The end result is similar. I just want to kind of unwind. I could achieve that with either, but I'm going to pick the habit that I enjoy more. And I still try to meditate every now and then, but it's not one of the more important habits that I want to adopt, which is why I don't make as much time for it. So next question is, does the habit easily fit into your day? We often, I think, fail to build new habits because of simple timing issues. Depending on your routine, commute, your schedule, certain habits are going to be harder to incorporate into your day than others. For example, like, it's easier to find time to read if you have an hour commute each day. Like, if you're commuting an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, that's 2 hours where you can kind of sit down and read. That habit of getting through a certain number of books is going to be easier. If you don't have this commute time, but you still want to read, you're going to have to find the time elsewhere. This means taking the time away from other potential habits. And this is why, you know, maybe waking up early is actually a very beneficial habit, because if you can add 30 or 60 minutes to your morning, now you have some time to do things that perhaps you normally wouldn't be able to. Does the habit feel natural is my next question. You know, when you're trying to adopt this new habit, does it feel natural? By which I mean, is it easy to do, or does it feel like a chore? If you have a choice, I think you should pick the easier habit. And a common theme you may have started to notice with these questions and what I'm saying is that you will start to, I think you should gravitate towards the habits that are easier, more enjoyable, that you have time for. And this might mean you forego adopting a really beneficial new habit simply because it's not as fun or not as easy. But I would rather see you succeed by setting the bar lower and adopting habits that you enjoy and sustain for longer than giving up on something that maybe is more beneficial. So for example, I've talked about, you know, time blocking is a habit that I've talked about many times on my podcast and in videos. For me, time blocking is very natural and it's an easy way for me to plan my time. Other people hate time blocking. They find it too restrictive and time consuming, and they can't work that way, and they think, wow, that's really like a very rigid way to work. That's fine. If you have another method that's easier and more beneficial to you, do that instead. For me, like, time blocking is natural, it's easy, probably because I've been doing it for so long, but I'm gonna use that method for planning my time versus something else. And then finally, does the habit make you feel better? You know, that's the goal at the end of the day, is can you see improvements as a result of the habits that you've adopted? Whether it's, you know, improved productivity and happiness or reducing stress and anxiety, can you see a difference? That's really what matters. It just goes without saying that the new habit should be causing a positive difference in your life. And if it's not, maybe it's time to, or it's better to use that time for something else. For example, like, a lot of people drink tea or coffee out of habit. It's a nice way to kickstart the day and sharpen your focus. But if you drink tea or drink caffeine too much, it can really quickly start to work against you, and the results, you know, maybe you get a headache or you can't even have kind of a lull in energy. And so if you're no longer seeing the benefit, perhaps it's time to revisit your habits and make some changes. And you know, maybe you try a habit for a short period of time. Maybe you try meditating or journaling or trying the Pomodoro technique and to see if it works. But ultimately, if it doesn't work for you, if it's too much work, or if you're not basically seeing any kind of result, then maybe it's not for you. So hopefully this is useful. These are some questions or some things to think about when reflecting on your own habits. If there's something you're trying to do, a routine that you're trying to adopt, try and, I think, look at them through this lens of what's going to be easier, what's going to fit into my day, ultimately what's going to be the most sustainable, and what am I going to enjoy the most. And like I said, I think it's far better to focus on habits that are more enjoyable, easier to adopt, that you sustain for the long run, than giving up on something like meditating. I would love to meditate more, I really would. But I've gone up and down with meditating so many times, and I still do it occasionally. And now I'm kind of at the point where I don't mind that I don't meditate that much. You know, I get good sleep, I exercise. For me, you know, I feel like I'm getting a lot of the benefits of meditation anyway. You can challenge me on that. But that's why these are just some questions to think about and analyze the habits that you maybe are considering. So, which habits help you the most with your productivity? I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment on the blog. Head on over to the show notes, paulmeiners.com/174. Leave me a comment in my new comment system. I love hearing from you, hearing your feedback. And I would love, particularly on this post, I really would love to hear what habits you are adopting and what you find useful. One more time, thank you very much for listening. And I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulmeiners.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulmeiners.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.